Right now, we have 173,000 South Sudanese who have crossed into Sudan since the outbreak of violence in December 2013.
Have there been an increase of late, let's say for the last 1 month or two?
Yes, indeed. Over the past month, since 20th of May to be precise, Sudan has received a near 30,000 new arrivals from South Sudan. And just to put things into perspective, since the beginning of the year, January 2015, Sudan has received 52,000 people, of which 30,000 have arrived over the past month. So there has indeed been an upsurge in the number of arrivals. And this is mainly due to the intensification of the conflict in South Sudan, in the northern states, in particular in Unity and Upper Nile states.
And is the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugee, are they expecting more people if in case this fighting continues?
Unfortunately, yes. We do not see any improvement in the situation in the south. We are working to be able to welcome additional people. But just to give you an idea, over the past week, we have just over a few days, 10,000 people crossed into West Kordofan State, of which most of them were women and children. And if this trend continues, we will go way beyond 200,000 refugees by the end of the year. The planning figure that we are using and which we have based our operation plan for the year 2015 is 196,000 South Sudanese refugees by the end of the year. But as we speak, as of today, we are at 173,000. But if this pace continues, if the level of influx continues, we are likely to go beyond that figure.
Tell us about the situation of these refugees. What is life like for them?
As I said, this is very much a women and children emergency. In some sites, in White Nile State, which is at the border with South Sudan, some sites there are up to 90% of female-headed households. And as you can imagine, these women and children have faced various dangers, including injury or gender-based violence in South Sudan. And they arrive in Sudan with no belongings, having walked or traveled for hundreds of kilometers to reach Sudan. Our concern is also very much related to unaccompanied minors, children who have actually fled without any relatives. And these people also require specific care. In the last influx we have recorded in West Kordofan, I mentioned the number of 10,000 people, 75% were children, so pretty much 7,000 people, of which 3,500 were children under 5. It gives you an idea of the profile of these people. Of course, we have also received refugees since December 2013, so there are South Sudanese who have been in Sudan for quite some time, and they have been generously accommodated by the Sudanese people. And I think it's very important we mentioned that this sense of hospitality towards South Sudanese has been extremely strong. This sense of hospitality towards refugees in general in Sudan is something that is very true, has been real for many years. But now, because we are facing an upsurge in the number of arrivals, our concern relates to the capacity, the land availability. The sites where they are residing, in particular in White Nile State, are becoming overcrowded, and this has of course an impact on the quality of and our capacity to respond to their need, in particular when it comes to water and sanitation. The main problem, the main challenge that we are facing is the level of funding. We don't work alone in Sudan to help these people. We work with the government of Sudan and with 20 partners.